Invitation by the Beatitudes. And lifting his eyes toward his disciples, he began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor, and the destitute in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who weep and mourn, for they will laugh and be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they hate, exclude, and insult you, and when they persecute you and falsely denounce your name as evil because of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. Thusly, they persecuted the prophets who were before you, and woe to you when all persons speak well of you, for their ancestors did the same for the false prophets. Woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. And woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Teaching by simile of salt. You are the salt of the earth. Salt is good, but if salt loses its taste, with what will you restore its flavor? It is fit neither for the soil nor for the manure pile, but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. Everyone will be salted with fire. Keep salt in yourselves, and you will have peace with one another. Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear. Teaching by simile of light. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bed or bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand, where it gives light to all in the house, so that those who enter might see the light. In the same way, your light must shine in front of others, so that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. For there is nothing secret that will not become visible, and nothing hidden that will not be known and come to light. Anyone who has ears to hear ought to hear, and take care, then, how you hear. To anyone who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he seems to have, will be taken away. Teaching about the law. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen. I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law, until all things have been fulfilled. Therefore, whoever violates one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever performs these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Teaching about anger. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, You shall not kill, and whoever kills is liable to the judgment. But I ask you, why do you not judge yourselves what is right? I tell you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever calls his brother an idiot will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, You fool, will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and then remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift before the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your adversary quickly while you are on the way to court with him, in order that your adversary not deliver you to the judge, and the judge deliver you to the guard, and you thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be freed until you have paid the last penny. Teaching about adultery. You have heard it said by your ancestors, You shall not commit adultery, but I say to you, Whoever looks at a woman with lust already has committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes, only to be thrown into Gehenna, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your hands than to have your whole body be cast into Gehenna, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life crippled than with two feet only to be thrown into Gehenna, into the unquenchable fire, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Teaching about divorce. First, it has been said, whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce. But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, except if the very marriage itself is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery, and whoever marries a woman who is divorced commits adultery. Teaching about oaths. Again, you have heard that it was said by your ancestors, you shall not take an oath in God's name, but make good to the Lord all that you vow. But I say to you, do not swear at all, not by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Neither shall you swear by your head, for you cannot make a single hair white or black. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more comes from the evil one. Teaching about vengeance. You have heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist one who is evil. To one who strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one to him as well. If anyone brings a lawsuit against you and takes your shirt, hand him your coat as well. If anyone compels you to go 1 mile, then go 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. Do not demand the return from the one who takes from you. Teaching about love of enemies. You have heard it said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But to you who hear, I say to you, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who mistreat and persecute you. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.